Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello and welcome back, mission takers. The cool thing about this show is that the audience and the people that speak on the show, we're same. I know a lot of you, and I'm so appreciative. I say it every single time. And you know, good thing that Dr. Rob here doesn't have a podcast. Maybe he does. No, he does.
That's
the thing, Rob. You're just going to have to, you just have to because I claim to have the best podcast audience because they're super interactive. They don't just take it in and information, but they pass it. We look at our international, you know, and it's great. We look at our international numbers and our analytics all the time because that's how our brain works. That might have been a drop, people. It might have been a mic drop. But Dr. Rob, as you can see, has a beautiful green shirt on for those that are watching. If you're listening, driving, keep doing what you're doing and talking about Ireland. And we are just, shall we say, rocking the beautiful shores of Ireland these days with listeners and watchers. So thank you so much for that. Now, I always tell you what's going to happen for you today, what kind of audience you are today. You know what? You are a very optimized audience. You go for the go. That's who you are today. And so you are going to welcome and listen and so much about how you can raise the bar on that. We have Dr. Rob Kelly with us today, and he loves to play in the world of neuroscience, and he is a positivity coach. Now, if you go to his website, which we encourage you to do after, you're going to be able to read and hear some of his story, and it takes your breath away. It really takes your breath away. The story I was listening to this morning, and obviously, Rob, you can share or choose to share on how you got into this venture, but just when you had that moment about how you realized when you were at that store and you were making that purchase, you realized that you had relief prior to actually obtaining the object that you wanted and realized that you had a neuronal connection with the result of what you thought that purchase would do for you. I thought that was incredible. But without any further ado, let's listen to who we're going to listen to today. So, Mr. Rob Kelly, welcome to the Mission Accepted Show, where, you know what, people take missions, and I think the big part about that is that they actually stay on them.
I love it. Thanks, Deb. Hey, guys, great to see you. My name is Dr. Rob Kelly. I'm over in San Antonio, Texas. But as you can tell by the accent, I'm actually from Chicago. I was joking. I'm actually from Manchester, England, and I've been in Texas for around 19 years, and we love what we do because we do what we love.
Very good. Now, there's a story there. I mean, you know, as someone who loves and adores, you know, a lot of countries for a lot of reason, but I lean in the way of Europe. How did you end up in Texas, and how did you end up doing what you're doing? Let's start a little bit with telling people what it is that you do, because neuroscience has so many playgrounds. It has so many playgrounds. Let's talk about yours.
Well, we cover depression, childhood trauma, PTSD, alcoholism, addiction, motivation, and we're doing early testing on Alzheimer's and onset dementia right now. 5 offices around the world, here, San Antonio, Dallas, Manchester, England, Spain, Switzerland, and London is where our offices are. I'm lucky enough to run 4 businesses today, and 5% of our deal today is alcoholism and addiction, and the 95% is rerouting brains for success. That's what we do.
Well, maybe we want to share with our audience a little bit on what that looks like. You know, what that looks like. Is it supplementation? Is it mindset? Is it coaching? Is it training? And what are people coming to you for? I mean, that 95% are coming for success. Is that in relationships? Is that in their business? Like, let's dive in.
We're working with a lot of entrepreneurs right now. I mainly work with A-list celebrities these days because I only work 4 hours a day. and my staff cover the rest, which is great. But yeah, I mean, it's anything from the housewife who's lost her identity to the entrepreneur who takes $1 million a year but wants to take $10 million a year. So we have a 98% success rate in everything that we do with 9,500 patients so far. So we kind of guarantee our work. So we'll take it from A to Z, or hey, we'll give you your money back kind of thing. So we're very serious of what we do. We're all about neuroscience, brain spotting, 9D breathwork therapy, NLP. Subliminal messaging is how we get the brain to re-divert and re-pattern, because everything's in a pattern with the brain. If you can break that self-sabotaging pattern, then we're off to a good start. So there's oxygen involved, there's food involved, there's mindset itself, shifting patterns, routines to make sure that you get to where you want to be. Because literally, if you know how the mind works, guys, you realize you can do anything that you want to do. The only person that's stopping you is you, unfortunately. Most people walk around about 45 to 55% of their capability and capacity in the world. I don't care if you're a movie star. I've met movie stars that are hanging around 45 to 60% of their capabilities. Guys, we need to live 100%. You haven't got long on this earth. I'm 63 now, so by rights, I have 12 summer times left. We don't have time, so it's running out. So we take people from there to there in the shortest possible time, so you can go out and enjoy your life. Because when I say to somebody, I'm happy every day, the first thing they say about, well, that's impossible. Well, it is with that mindset. I come from the streets, man. I was brought up on the projects. Well, I got out of a dry bed this morning, and my wife made me tea and toast. Are you kidding me? I don't have bad days. I have better days than others because I'm human. I don't have bad days. And with that mindset, things start to happen. And great stuff is drawn to you. Because everything we need and want is all around us. We just can't see it.
I can hear the how. So I can hear people say, so we talked a little bit of breath work. You talked about oxygen. Maybe talk about that. I know that there is it a 90 minute breath work? Maybe give us some more details. So someone's like, okay, great. Am I doing some of those things already? Is there a way that things need to be done in sequence? Like,
well, let me talk about 90 breath. It's a neuroscience software that changes the brain with subliminal messaging and vibration and sounding around 425 megahertz. And it takes you to a different level of vibration. While we are nine directions, subliminal messaging is coming to you and sneaking it into the subconscious brain. So you can't hear the subliminal messages. And that's where the magic is in everything that we do, is the subliminal messaging. If I told you to do something, you're probably going to go, no, I'm not going to do that. But we can plant words and sentences in the subconscious that later comes to the conscious, and you will do. So, for instance, a guy loves steak. He comes to the office every day. He's working with us. And I planted the word fish in his mind when he was going out for a steak dinner with a few of his friends. But I rubbed fish down, put it in an envelope, and I give it to his wife. I said, hand him that after he orders. Well, he orders fish. Of course he does. So they hand him the envelope, and you take it out, and there's the fish. That's a simple way of putting it. Absolutely mind-blowing is what that is. And, of course, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, where we're up against subliminal direct language to teach you not only how to talk to yourself, but also talk to your brain, and then the brain talk to the behavioral science of what you do on a daily basis. So you have to come in every single day for an hour. It's a 90-day program so that we can fully reroute. And we will go to any length to make sure that you come in first of all and go, hey, Doc, this is what I need. I need my business building up. I need to get back to my wife. I need to get my children. I'm an addict. I'm depressed. And we say, okay, here's the plan. We're going to take from here to here. So if you're depressed, most people go to the doctors and get on depressed medication, which is a false serotonin. So if you look in the medical USA dictionary, depression is defined as lack of serotonin. So rather going to the doctor and asking for false serotonin, why aren't we asking the question in this country is, why is my serotonin low in the first place? So then we're looking at food. We look at your training, your diet, the oxygen. So the presence of oxygen equals the lack of disease. So every disease of the human body created in a hypoxic area of the body where there's no oxygen. So it's stuff like this that we present and change and find your identity and find your niche in life and convince you that you're unstoppable. Because that's all it is if you knew how powerful you were, if we could swap places, I tell my patients all the time, if we could swap places for 5 minutes, all your problems would be over. Because you don't see what I see. And there lies the problem of the childhood trauma.
Right. Very cool. So 90 days, an hour every day. And do people need to be there in person or can they do this?
Yeah, it's 95% is telehealth. So wherever you are in the world, we use Zoom because it's a very good HIPAA guaranteed, we have lots of servers as well, extra, but guaranteed anonymity. So yeah, if I only 5% come in the office. So yeah, you can do it anywhere you want, guys. Yeah. You really can.
Tell us a little bit of backstory. How did this come to you or how did you come to it?
Well, I'm an alcoholic. Oh, I was an alcoholic. I don't define or describe myself as an alcoholic today. I don't like labels. But I took my first drink at the age of 9 in Liverpool. Most people know Liverpool from the Beatles. On stage, auntie and uncle, musical family. And that one beer set off a motion for 20 years later when everything would go wrong. But the traits, So we discovered everything I talk about today has been trials, has been researched by us. We're not just Googling stuff here, guys. We spent millions on research. So everything that's happened, all the childhood trauma, everything I took in, I was a shy kid, I was a bully kid. I scraped through to college because it's a friend of a friend that I knew kind of thing. And then had 2 children and lost them all. Lost my girls, age 1 and 3, when the authorities took them off me. And 30 years on, I was still estranged from them. So, and then I became homeless. I mean, I literally lost everything, millions of dollars, houses, cars, medical license. Everything in my life was taken away from me, and I was homeless for the first time in my life at around, I want to say 26, 25, 26, 27, around that period. And I remember the first night on the streets. I was sat in this bus stop in the middle of Manchester. It was pouring down with rain. It was freezing cold. And I sat down, and I looked around this scary place, and I thought, what the hell just happened? And there started my 14 months off. I died twice on the streets and attempted 5 other suicides. At the beginning, I'm a strong, boxing, karate, bodybuilder. And then as the months went on the streets, I dropped weight and dropped weight and dropped weight. And I had my nose broken, my teeth knocked out. I was fighting daily for my life most of the time.
Wow. And then you woke up, then you realized, and how did this come into your world?
There's 2 stories I'm going to tell, and I would never tell these for 15, 20 years. I'm on the streets one night, it's really dark, and where the factories are and the office blocks, no human being in sight, no houses. It's pouring down with rain, I dropped down to my hands and knees, and I started to cry like a baby. I wasn't crying because my children are gone, my wife's gone, money's gone. For the first time in my life, I was crying from my achy belly because I realized I couldn't stop drinking. I looked up to the sky as an atheist and I said, if there's a God up there, I can't do this on my own anymore. A guy walked around the corner 30, 40 seconds later with a Bible in his hand. He missed his last persona from Bible stories, so he'd been walking an hour. He took a shortcut he's never taken before because he's never walked home. He came across me and he said, you need help. He took me back to the house. I shaved for the first time in a year. I ate proper food. And he went on to explain, you can stay for as long as you like, Rob, but you've got to come to these AA meetings because I'm in recovery. And if you don't come, it's not going to work. I hated the meetings, but I went. Halfway around the meeting, halfway through-ish, this guy said, my name's John and I'm a recovered alcoholic. And I looked at Derek and said, what did you just say? He said, he's recovered. You can't recover from this. I've lost everything. So, but he talked. He talked directly to me, although he wasn't speaking to me. So after the meeting, I went home and I said, hey, John, my name's Rob. Will you sponsor me? And he said, no. But what I will do is I'll be your spiritual advisor for 12 weeks. And I thought, well, weird, but okay. So I went round to that man's house every Wednesday for 12 weeks. I left Derek's at 6. I walked there for an hour. I had to go to his second floor apartment at exactly 7:01. And at 8 o'clock, 1 minute to, he'd walk me out halfway through conversation. And I did that for 12 weeks. On the last day, he told me that my life would change. I'd be taken to a different country and that I have to guarantee people can recover from addiction and alcoholism. But he said, my life's going to change from tomorrow. And I said, John, thank you for everything you've done for me. But I'm in this guy's house called Derek. I'm in the basement on the blow up mattress. Nobody knows I'm there, John. Very next day, Derek comes home halfway through the day. I'm like, what are you doing home? I'm tidying up, you know, doing the dishes and stuff. He said, the guy that sweeps the floor at the factory has just resigned. Do you want a part-time job? Which I wasn't taking a job. And I said, yeah, of course, yeah. So later it turned into a full-time job. So after 2 weeks, I got my first pay packet. So I went to the gas station. I bought John a little tiny teddy bear so I could afford and a card. And I wrote on the card, thank you, John, for introducing me to God, because he, capital H, took the compulsion to leap away. And I went back to John and said, Deb, I'm so excited to see this guy, to tell him that I've been working people and my life's changing. And when I got there, I was banging on the door and knocking on the door, and the woman on the right-hand side of the apartment came out. He says, can I help you? I said, yeah, where's John? He's still living. It looks like he's empty. He said, John who? I said, John, your neighbor. So I've only been here 2 months. I've never seen him. I'm sorry. So I went around to the left-hand neighbor, and I banged on his door a little bit too loud. Big guy came. So what do you want? I said, where's John relocated to, please? And he said, John who? I said, the guy next door to you, what's wrong with you? The guy, he went on to tell me that that apartment is derelict and it used to have all tape all over it. And if you went in the front door, you'd fall 2 or 3 flights and kill yourself. So I'm thinking, this man is insane. So I goes back to the meeting where I met John the next day, wondering if anybody would recognize me. And as I walked in, the chairman went, oh my God, Robert, great to see you. And I said, thank God for that. I think I'm going insane. Just John still come here. What time does he get in? And he said, John who? I said, John, I was over at the coffee machine, you know, asking about sponsoring me. And he said, Rob, we thought you were praying because you were talking to yourself. We've never found that man. 98% of my work is what he told me. And when I got wealthy, I hired the best detective agency, certainly the most expensive, to track John down, and nobody could find him. So a few months later, a year or two later, I got invited to come over here to Dallas, Texas for 2 weeks to speak. And so I did. And when I stepped off the plane at DFW, I knew I was never going to go home again. And that's how it started.
Well, I'm sure there's pin droppings everywhere, including myself. That's a very powerful story. I mean, obviously you lived it. So, well, I've yet to hear that kind of entry, but I've had that kind of experience, and I can appreciate you sharing that. I think it's not only a powerful story, but it's a vulnerable story, right? It's a very vulnerable story, because someone might say that that's not science, but I would say that's purity. I think that's pure science.
Yeah. It is definitely.
Wow. John, is there anything else that you want to share with us about what you do or why you do it?
I do it every day for a couple of reasons. I want to be somebody's Derek all the time. So there's a way out of this. Doesn't matter what you're going through, psych-wise, depression, PTSD, there's a 100% guaranteed way out of it and then more. So we come out of addiction or depression, or, you know, we've got to start building a life that's better than anything else in the world. And the other reason why I do it today is I believe in God. I don't go to church, don't read the Bible, nothing like that. But 4 years ago, my eldest daughter, that was 3 years old, the last thing she said to me was, Daddy, Daddy, please stop drinking, when the authorities were taking him off because I got him for 2 days in a stupor, not being changed or fed for 2 days. I got a message 4 years ago, a messenger, and it was my daughter. We call her Charlie. And she said, Dad, you need to call me Dad. I mean, that alone was crazy. So I've got something to show you. So we went down. Oh, I was on a plane before, and we have kind of people around us that do all the stuff for us, so grateful and blessed. 4 hours, I'm on a plane. Next day, I go back to the house, open the door. We hugged, we cried. She took me by my hand. She walked me into a living room, and she handed me my 3-month-old granddaughter. That's why I do it today, because I know there's 100% way out. The neuroscience today we're the leading authority on this, we like to think, is absolutely mind-blowing. And we just want to, I don't want people to do as good as me. I want people to do better than me. And for me, it's been invaluable sharing the experience and having the science side of it to bring you out of that, because everybody's got a story and everybody can be a leader. Making $1 million a year, people think it's really hard. It's not. But from my background, the hardest thing is staying sane while you do that. Coming from the projects, I was thinking about this money. But I just love people. I love helping people get well. Sometimes we're a bit aggressive. You've got to pass an assessment to get on here. We don't just take anybody. Hence the high success rate. But yeah, it's just, you know, I do podcasts to change your life. I don't podcast, oh, please go to my website. Please, you know, I can work with, I don't give that, but BS. We're saving a life here. So everything else will be taken care of. That's all I've got to do. You know, I speak all over the world and I get to do this stuff today. And it's just mind blowing when you're sat in a house of some absolutely crazy movie star whose last video he got paid $40 million to do. And I'm sat in his house going, oh my God, look where I've come, man, from where I was. Because I wasn't meant to meet them kind of people, that's for sure. Coming from where I come from, but life takes on a new meaning. And I just need, I mean, I'm 63, like I said, I'm not going to live another 50 years, that's for sure. So I want as many people as I can, because I know one thing, Deb, when I get to heaven and I'm sat in front of God, you know, he's not going to ask me how much was that house you lived in? How much was that car you were driving? He's going to ask me one thing, how many people did you help? And I want a big number.
Wow. As you talk, the words that we talk often, at least in our staff meetings, is the stretch to significance. And it's the stretch that you go through as an individual that becomes that servant leader that helps other people walk that path. Not easy. Not easy.
No, but it's doable. That everybody can be a leader. This is doable 100%. You've got to stop believing the myths that are around pertaining to mental health, because they're probably all wrong. And you've got to start believing that you literally can do anything. And, you know, I used to say this years ago in America to people, that you can do anything you want to do. And the first thing, every American I worked with said the same thing. Well, I can't be president of the United States. Well, let's for a second forget political views. I'm not into politics whatsoever. But you've got to admit, we had a business and we're in the country with no political experience whatsoever. Don't dare tell me you can't achieve your goals and dreams. It's just not true. Somebody's put that there. Somebody's actually told you years ago, and you've kept hold of that. It's not true. So stop putting the brakes on your imagination, guys, because you can reach the stars. Believe me, I've seen it millions of times.
Well, that's inspiring, and it's hopeful, and I think it's refreshing. I also really love the story about how you were divinely inspired. You know, sometimes people call them messages or calling, and sometimes they're loud. You know, sometimes they're loud, and sometimes they're almost unbelievable yourselves. You know, it's not the show for me to share mine, but it's definitely my show to, you know, we talk about that, and we talk to people that are making changes, and it is not unusually to be highly spiritually noted to do the work that you do. Look, we're going to have all of everything in the show notes. Is there anything that you get asked on a regular basis from people that you can address now? Like when people go, like, what are some of the first things that they say to you that the audience can hear so that, that everything that you just shared can land for them?
How do I change? What's my first step to change? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you three things that's going to change your life, guys, if you do them properly. It's a neuroscience thing. One of the reasons nobody's woke up laughing ever is lack of oxygen. So an almost circadian sleep pattern, between the hours of 2 and 4 or 5, is when the body is at its lowest. So there's no oxygen hardly. So when we wake up, the subconscious brain thrives in a hypoxic situation. So the subconscious brain wakes us up. How do we get rid of that guy and strike up the conscious brain? Well, again, it's oxygen. So the first thing I want you to do, guys, when you get up, is I want you to sit on the side of the bed or hold on if you're standing up, and I want you to take 20 exaggerated breaths in and out. really exaggerate them. And what that's doing is it's getting oxygen to the brain and every single cell around the body. You'll go dizzy, but you're supposed to go dizzy because of the oxygen flood. Then go into the bathroom, and if you brush your teeth with your left hand, brush it with your right for a week, left, right for it. So alternate for a month. So if you're right handed, do your left for a week, right for a week. And then I want you to do 10 I love yous, looking to yourself in the mirror, but don't stand near the mirror. When you stand 6 feet away from the mirror, all the blemishes go and you see what other people see. Because when we're close up, putting makeup on girls or guys shaving, we see all our blemishes. When's the last time you went in the office? We don't do that. So when we see what I'm about and then compliment three people, your life will change for tomorrow, guys. I'm telling you, it'll change for tomorrow. It's a gift, man, and you realize that that oxygen is very, very important. And just be careful what you eat, you know? I mean, if you pick something off the shelf, like a health bar, and the first ingredient is canola oil or sunflower oil, throw it away. We can't. What happens with food is we eat something, probably oils, canola oils, that we can't methylate. So if we can't methylate, there becomes a deficiency. When it's a deficiency, there's an illness. So every single food we put into our body is not used in that form. It's converted to what the body, more raw foods to what we need. So if you've got a methylation problem with the food that you're eating, the deficiency happens, the illness. So when I've got heart disease and my dad has heart disease, I go, I've caught it off my dad. It's now biologically impossible. Dad can't methylate, let's say, onions. You leave the house at 16, 17, 18, you kind of keep the same staple diet as the family was eating. Now, you can't methylate onions, becomes a heart problem. You think you caught it off your dad. No, we've got to be careful what we're eating. We need the right fuel inside. It's more raw food, more grounding, you know, more looking after yourself, exercise. Get the four chemicals in your brain every single day, which are important. Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphin. Four chemicals, man, and you can do that with sunlight and all that stuff. But remember, two chemicals, the most important chemicals, dopamine and serotonin, are created in the stomach. So if you're eating like crap, you're not going to be 100% happy. Show me someone who's depressed, I'll show you someone with gut issues. Show me somebody who's addicted, I'll show you somebody with gut issues.
Mm-hmm. Let's finish with this a little bit. I love how you talk about food, because I've been, you know, singing that praise for a long time. But I was on your, I think it was on your Facebook, I was watching, and you literally were holding up a product, and you literally going through the ingredients, and I was like, hallelujah, right? You know, I'm like FDC number 3 and 5. You need to, you know, and you're like, look at the ingredients. And I thought that was right on, because you just brought it to the real. You know, you brought it to the you know, you kind of know it's not good for you, but you do it because,
Yeah, you do it. Well, I cut all that stuff out and lost 157 pounds in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So I was 350-something and 200 pounds now just for cutting that stuff out and watching what I eat. I'm not dieting. No, I'm not at all. And just be careful that when you pick something up, it's not what you think it is. So if you pick a health bar, it's got 9 grams of protein, zero fat, zero sugar, spin it round. Look for the hidden sugar in that, the artificial sugar. You know, look for all of the oils without saying canola. It'll say something else. The rancid oils, guys, you just put weight on us, make us depressed. Then what happens is we go to the pharmaceutical companies or the doctor, and he sticks us on the pill that we have to take for the rest of our lives. And if you don't believe me, guys, have you ever gone to the doctor, taken the pill for the illness that he's given you, cured the illness so you never have to take the pill again? I don't think so.
Very good. Let's end off with that. Now, is there anywhere that, so for those that are listening and not viewing, do you want to share a place that they can find more about you?
Yeah, so I'll start on 2 B's, guys. It's rovbkelly.com is the website. Dr. Rob Kelly, any search engine, all the social medias. And if you send a message to Deborah or myself direct and say, I heard you on this podcast, I'll send you my book, which is Daddy, Daddy, Please Stop Drinking, the last thing my daughter said to me, who's my lead therapist now in my Manchester office. I'll sign it, I'll pay shipping, and let's do 10.
Very good, very good. Thank you for spending time with us today. And look, incredible audience, you know how this works. Please share, please comment, do what you do, do what you've been doing, because it really is working. And if you'd like to be sitting where Rob is and you've got a story to tell, or you want to be on our stage, then this is not difficult. It's down at devdrummond.com. We made it simple for a reason. This is really easy to come and share your message. So thank you for being with us today. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Rob, thank you for being with us today. And always, audience, you be well and you stay groovy.